Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reuters sources say proposed requirements from the Cyberspace Administration of China would require large internet companies to get approval before receiving any investments or fundraising. This would apply to platforms with over 100 million users or with over 10 billion yuan in revenue. That's about 1.58 billion US dollars. Some firms have already been briefed on the proposed rules, although the rules have yet to be finalized. After no showing at its own event January 11th, Samsung announced the Exynos 2200 smartphone mobile processor. It's the first mobile system on a chip with a GPU known as Xclipse running AMD's RDNA 2 graphics architecture, allowing for hardware-accelerated ray tracing. Other specs include one high-powered Cortex X2 flagship core, three Cortex A710 cores for balanced performance, and four more efficient Cortex A510 cores, an upgraded NPU, and an ISP architecture that can support camera sensors up to 200 megapixels. Samsung and AMD first announced a licensing deal back in 2019. Microsoft announced Game Pass service subscribers increased 38% in the year to over 25 million. The company did not break out if subscribers were using the service on Xbox consoles, PCs, or both. Last year, Microsoft said it missed its Game Pass growth target for the fiscal year, posting 37% growth in the year, below its expectations of 48%. Netflix added two new mobile games to its service, the card battler Arcanium Rise of Akan and the hidden object game Crispy Street, both available on iOS and Android for subscribers. Arcanium launched in early access on Steam back in 2020. Netflix now offers 12 mobile games as part of its standard subscription. According to data from the China Academy of Information and Communications Technology, domestic Chinese smartphone shipments hit 342.8 million in 2021, up 15.9% of the year. This is still below China's pre-pandemic shipment levels of 371.7 million units in 2019. Hyundai will work with the quantum computing firm IonQ to study lithium compounds and their chemical reactions involved in battery chemistry. The idea is to use IonQ's trapped ion quantum computing to simulate chemical reactions in proposed battery designs to help reduce the cost and time with battery development and production. Daimler signed a similar deal with IBM last year for quantum simulations around lithium sulfur batteries. The game Valorant added the ability for players to set a muted words list, letting players set words or phrases they would like to be blocked in in-game chat without muting another player entirely. Riot Games plans to use the muted word list to improve our own detections of bad words. Canon announced the EOS R5C, a 45-megapixel full-frame true hybrid mirrorless camera. This keeps all the still photography capabilities of the standard EOS R5, but adds an active cooling system to allow for unlimited 8K raw video recordings at 60 frames per second. The camera lacks the in-body image stabilization found in the standard R5, but offers software-based stabilization with a slight crop on video. It ships in March for $4,499. Bloomberg sources say that while Microsoft and Activision were in talks on an acquisition, Activision approached Meta and at least one other unnamed large company about acquiring the gaming firm. Activision did not receive serious interest in these talks and finalized terms of the deal with Microsoft in late December. YouTube will close its original productions team, with YouTube's head of original content, Sue Ann Daniels, leaving the company in March. YouTube will honor commitments for already contracted shows in progress. YouTube started its original content with ambitions to be a subscription streaming business, but pivoted away from scripted TV and movies in 2018 to focus on unscripted music, celebrity, and creator-focused originals. After failing to come to a patent cross-licensing agreement, Ericsson filed two patent infringement suits against Apple in the Western District of Texas, involving a total of 12 patents, mostly around 5G technology. Apple previously rejected a proposed $5 per unit FRAND licensing offer from Ericsson back in October. The makers of the Opera browser launched a crypto browser in beta, available on Android, Windows, and Mac, with an iOS version coming soon. This includes a built-in wallet with support for several popular blockchains, and users will be able to view NFTs and purchase cryptocurrency directly from the browser. It also supports decentralized apps with a dedicated crypto corner for blockchain-related news. Reddit updated its blocking feature to now prevent blocked users from being able to see, vote, or comment on posts. The feature had previously acted similar to a mute on Twitter, where a blocked user's content would be hidden from view. And finally, Logitech announced a new stylus pen designed for K-12 students using Chromebooks, the Logitech Pen. The $65 pen works with any Chromebook using the Universal Stylus Initiative standard, is spill and drop proof, and uses an active tip with 4,096 levels of pressure sensitivity. Battery life lasts 15 days with USB-C charging. The Logitech Pen is available later this month from resellers in the U.S. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.